there where you're mentioning Hashem's name in vain. So mashma only that love, but all other loves, tshuva helps. Mer says no. Loi. Loi sisa v'chol d'dom lei. The love of loi sisa and any other love like it. There's any love that you deserve to get malchus for that love, then tshuva alone is not mechaper. You have to come on. You have to come on to have, you have to come on with get malchus also. But tshuva alone doesn't help. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding that pevov umar aleph on top. Okay, and the shaila was, is tshuva mechaperes on iser asei? What about a lois asei? So first we wanted to say that on a lois asei that you get malchus, tshuva is not mechaper. That's what we said. Either by the kapita was mashmo loisisa, so more as gave a teretz mechol de domile. Any lav like loisisa, tshuva alone is not mechaper. Toshma. Any lav of the Torah that's under Leisisa, not so strong as this lav of not to say Hashem's name in vain, is Tshuva Mechaperis. Tshuva alone is Mechaper, cleans you off from that Avera. Ma'ashenkim Leisisa Lamala, anything including this lav of Leisisa and higher up, in other words, this lav that you set out Hashem's name in vain, or else Chayvi Krisus, is Tshuva Teila. Then we say Tshuva is only Teila, only hangs. In other words, to say maybe you don't get a punishment yet, but you're not cleaned yet, but you're a kippah mechaperim. You have to have yom kippah. But kol pon mekashir with mashm, anything below lo sisa, tshuva alone is mechaper. Mashm, even a regular lav. If you stam do a lav, and you do tshuva, it's mechaper. Not like we wanted to say before. Before we wanted to say, tshuva by itself is not mechaper on a lav that you get malchus. Only on a lav hanitik liasei. Sumerian says here also, that lo sisa v'chod domile. That it says, that tshuva is not mechaper on the lav of loisisa, not only loisisa, but anything that's doing to it. There's any lav, tshuva alone is not mechaper. You have to come on to Yom Kippur also. Tshuva alone is only mechaper, like we'll see later, if you do an Isra say, then you do tshuva, you have a kapora right away, or else a lav that you don't get malchus for, like a lav hanitl yasei. Yeah. And Moteret says, "Leisisa v'chol d'domilei." Toshma, I'll bring you raya. Lefi shenema b'chayiv. It says in the parsha of Chayiv v'nake that Hashem will clean you. You'll have a kapara. So Rashi learns lefi shenema b'chayiv, but tshuva v'nake liyacha my segel. The post is talking about yesterday. Klai yisodid the chet v'egel. Ki sholo Moshe l'spal aleim. Moshe went to daven for them. We'll come in a first, but we'll soon explain it. But it says in that parsha that Moshe after he was mispalo, they shall have a kapara. It says Eloshin Venakia that they're cleaned. Now Yochel, I would think, Af Loisisi Mohim, maybe who had in this lav of not to say Hashem's name in vain. Also, if you do tshuva, you have a kapara for that, you're forgiven. Tamulay Mano, another pasuk says Lo Yinaki. Like I said later in the Yud Gimel Midos, it says there, Hashem Shalom Baruch Mekanim, Nakev Lo Yinaki. It says Lo Yinaki. You're not going to be clean. Or else it says Lo Yinaki here by Loisisi also. Twice in the Torah it says Lo Yinaki. By the Aseret HaDibros in Shema Yischof, where it says, Leisisa Hashem Lekech Lashov, it says, Lo Yinakeh, you will not be cleaned. So for this lav, Leisisa, tshuva alone doesn't help you. Yochel, I would think, Av Shar Chai V'Lavin Kein, maybe who had in every other Chai V'Lavin. If you're over lav, you eat chazir. And then you do tshuva, maybe it does not help you. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, no, es Shemai. As by Leisisa, it says, because you mentioned Hashem's name in vain, that's why Lo Yinaki not cleaned. So it's a diyuk, Shemayu Deinu Menachem. Only the chet of saying Hashem's name in vain, you don't have a kaporum. Avo Menachem Shah Chai V'Lavim. But other lavim, if you stand eight chazir, then you do tshuva, you have a kaporum. There's a diyuk here, Davke Shemayu Deinu Menachem. Avo Menachem Shah Chai V'Lavim. So according to this Braisa, and all other lavim, if you do a lav, and you do tshuva, the tshuva is mechaper you. So Mura says, Tanoihi. Okay, but I call upon him, it's a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, another Brisa says like this, we learned. Alma tshuva mechaperis. On what does tshuva have the power to be mechaper to forgive us, if somebody does tshuva? Al esei v'aloisa sheshenitik liasei. It's only if you're over in Yisra asei. Some Torah says like to do it and you don't do it. You didn't go into the sukkah. Or else v'aloisa asei, you talked about over the lava gezel, you stole something. But that lav is nitically asay, there's a mitzvah now to go return Heshivas Exilah. Therefore, you don't get malchus for that lav. So, for that lav, tshuva is mechaper. Aber v'yama tshuva teila, v'yama kippa mechaper. And what is tshuva just making it hang? In other words, you don't have a complete kapara. You're not forgiven. You have to come on to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur mechaper. Al krisos v'yamisus bezdin. V'yal loisas tegomer. And echnam, if you do a regular loisas say, you eat chazir, even though you do tshuva afterwards, you don't have the complete forgiveness. You have to come on to Yom Kippur. So you see, it's the machlekes tanoim on a regular lav. If you do tshuva afterward, is it mechaper you or not? Now, Omar, before we said, it says by Chorev and Akir, it says there by Yetzel Chet Egel, if you do tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mechar for you. For the Gemara Minolon, how do we know the apostle is talking about if you do tshuva? If you do tshuva, you'll have your kapara. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Eef Shaloyma Nake, you can't really say you'll have a forgiveness, Shekva Nema Loyunake. Over there the apostle says, no, Loyunake, you will not be forgiven. V'yev shalom, lo yinaki, you also can't say. Lo yinaki, you can't say that either. Shekvanem anaki, because the pasuk also says naki, the Torah, the pasuk also says, you will get a kapara. So who really is the sklira? Will you get a kapara or won't you get a kapara? Hakeit said, how does it come out both sukim? We have to say that naki, naki lishovim, naki hu lishovim. V'yeinam anaki lishenim shovim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only forgives the one that does tshuva. But if you don't do tshuva, you won't have a kapara. Now that's this pasuk of Yud Gimel Midah, says Hashem Hashem, Keracha Mechana, Rabbeinu Mechatzim, Nezda Zechatzim, Lofim, Nezda Zechatzim, Lofim, Nezda and then it says, Lo Yinake. In other words, sometimes Hashem does forgive you, and sometimes you're not forgiven. So what's the first part? Benake, that's L'shovim. If you do tshuva, Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechapi you. But if you don't do tshuva, he's not mechapi you. So we're saying now this goes on an Isser Asay, and a Lois Asay, Anitically Asay, that for these things, I'll call upon them, you have a tshuva, you'll have your kapora with tshuva alone. And we'll soon see more about this. Shoel Rabbi Masio ben Chorish, es Rabbi Lozza ben Azariah b'Roimi. As Rabbi Masio ben Chorish asked the question by Rabbi Lozza ben Azariah when he met him in Rome, that he said like this, Shomate, I heard over, Arba Chalukei Kapora, Shoel Rabbi Yishmael Dersh. Rabbi Shmuel used a darshan and said there are four different types of kapara, four different ways of being cleaned off from the various you did. It's like he meant to ask, Rabbi Lezer, do you know anything about it? Are you also asking to this, that there are four different ways you'll have your kapara sometimes? Omar Lloyd, Gisa should be yes. He said back to him, so Rabbi Lezer said back to Rabbi Ben Chorish that you should know Shloishahim. Really, there are only three different ways of having your kapara. O tshuvim kol echad v'yechad, but you need tshuva with every single one of them. In other words, the different ways is that we're saying now, Yamol, you have to come on to Yom Kippur. Like if you do a Leisaseh, you need Yom Kippur to Yom Mechapiyum. If you do a Sunsi, Chai Bekrisis, then you need Yisurim. You have to have pains to be Mechapiyum. And then a Chil Hashem, you have to come on to Misa. Only Misa is Mechapiyum. So there are three different ways with how you get your Kapurim. Even though we said there's a fourth way, really, first of all, the Bishmol Yisadashim, there are four. The fourth one is Tshuva. Like a quote pointed by Nisar Asay, if you only did an Asay, you do tshuva, tshuva alone is mechar for you. So Rabbi Lez is saying, though, no, really there are only three different categories. Because the first category of doing tshuva, that you need with every one of them. That we'll soon see. Sometimes Yisurim is mechaper, and sometimes Misa is mechaper, avad that it's only if you do tshuva. By all cases, you need tshuva. Just true, certain times tshuva by itself doesn't help. But with Yom Kippur, or with Yisurim, like we'll soon see, then it's mechaper. But you can't include tshuva like one separate thing, because all the other three also need tshuva. So it's like three separate things, but tshuva goes with every one of them. Like this. Overall, let's say, somebody did an Isra Asay, he didn't eat in the sukkah. They shave and he does tshuva about it. He has his charot, he feels bad, he has the ziva sachet, he won't do it anymore. And he says vidui, he does tshuva. The locher is, einazaz mishom ha-shemaychlam loy. He won't move from there until minashemayim, they'll be meichel, they'll forgive him. Shenem, but the pasuk says, "Shuvu vanim shayvavim." Hey, sometimes right after you do tshuva shayvavim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives you, you're accepted back. So for certain averus, like in Isser Asay, if you didn't eat in the sukkah, you do tshuva, you have your kapara right away. What about overal lois asay? You did a regular lois asay, yeik chazir. So you also tshuva, and afterward you did tshuva, you have charot, you felt bad, and you said you won't do it anymore. You said vidui, still tshuva toilet. Tshuva only helps that you'll be hanging. You won't get a punishment right away. But for your Mekippur Mechaper, you don't have your Kapora right away. You have to come on for complete forgiveness until you live through a Yom Kippur. Shinam, because the Pasuk says by Yom Kippur, Ki b'ayom hazeh yechaper aleichem, mikol chatzaseichem. That on today, Yom Kippur, you'll have a Kapora, you'll be clean from all your averus.
So mashma certain chatoyim b'dafki you need Yom Kippur. You won't have a kapur without Yom Kippur. That's the right. Yom Kippur is mechapiyu. On what? On a loisasei. What about over a Christus lumises bezdin? Let's say somebody did an avera. That for that avera yichayev chorus, or else yichayev mises bezdin. The yosa tshuva and the person goes and does tshuva. The halacha is tshuva v'yom kippur terlin. Even if you live through a Yom Kippur and even if you did tshuva, it doesn't help you. You don't have the complete kapara yet. It's only hanging. The yisurim amarkin. But if you have the yisurim and Hashem gives you pain, punishment, that will clean you. Shenema, because there's a passage in Tehillim that says, Upakarati ba'ashevet pshoim. Uvanagoyim avona. That sometimes upakarati Hashem will give us punishment, b'ashevet with a stick, pshoim, because of the avarice we did. Uvanagoyim sometimes will get back plagues, avona, because of our avarice. So the certain averus is not enough just to do tshuva, but you have to get yisurim. Avu mi sheyesh chilul Hashem biyodoi, anybody that causes chilul Hashem, and Rashi says chilul Hashem means choite o machti acherim. You do an avera and you cause other people to learn from you also to do averus. That's called the chilul Hashem. Then the klal is ein loy koyach betshuva litlis. Tshuva by itself can't even make it hang. For loy be yom kippur lechaper, yom kippur also can't be mechaper. For loy be yisurim lamarik, and yisurim can't clean you off. Elo kulon tolin. Now all three of them together just makes it hang. Maybe you won't get the punishment so bad yet. Even if you have tshuva, and even if you have yom kippur, and even if you have yisurim, still you need umisa mamarekis. You have to come on to misa. When you get killed b'shas misa, then if you're doing tshuva, then you'll have a kapara for chil Hashem. Shenema, because the Pasuk says in Yeshayo, V'niglo b'yozne Hashem tzvokos, im yichu paru oven azeh lochem atamusin. The Hashem is wondering if you'll have a kapara until you die. Mashma, there are certain averis you don't get a kapara until you die. So these are called the four different chaluki kapara. There are chaluki kapara for certain averis, and Yisra say, you do tshuva, you have the kapara right away. You're over alive, you have to come on to Yom Kippur. You're over alive that has chorus, you have to come on to Yisurim, you have to get punishment. If you're over the Yisra Chil Hashem, then you have to come on to Misa. So you see, a component of Poshet, Tshuva does not help for everything. You have to come on to other things to be Mechapa, to forgive you. So the question they ask here is, first of all, the Rambam says a Loshen that Tshuva is Mechaperos HaLakoyl. Rambam says, if you do Tshuva, it helps you for anything. And also, Salbush Kashi, we know the Messiah Sashorim explains, how does Tshuva work? Really, Lechur, there's a Midas HaDin that says, if you did an Avera, you have to get punished. That's the Midas HaDin. So how come there's a midah of tshuva l'churah tzestiria going against the midah sadin? How could you like not get punishment if you did the avera? What's pshat mitzvah's tshuva? So the Sefer Shalom explains that tshuva is the same way like a chacham is matar a nedir. If you make a nedir and you have charot, you feel bad, you made a nedir, you go to the chacham, he's oikah the nedir l'mafroya. He takes away the promise as if you never made it. So here also, tshuva is a koyach, that the fact that you feel bad in your mind, that you did the avera, Hashem accepts the charota, the feeling bad, as if you took away the maisa, as if you didn't do the aver altogether. So that's why you don't get a punishment. Therefore, it's not called a stira to midas adin. Midas adin is that if you did an aver and you still have the aver, you have to get punished. But here, the mitzvah tshuva has the power to like uproot. You're taking away the maisa you did, since you're uprooting the thought in your mind that you feel bad you did it. The uprooting of the thought is considered as if you uprooted the maisa. So you don't have the maisa aver at all. That's the way tshuva works. So according to Mr. Shalom, also it's a bit shredding. If tshuva has the power to uproot the mice you did, so why doesn't it help all the averus, even for chil Hashem, even for chayav koros? If you do tshuva, it should uproot the mice as if you didn't do the mice anymore. Well, so what you have to say is that's the gzeras hakosav. The Torah says no. When tshuva works, it works that it uproots the mice you did, the bad action. But there are times that tshuva does not work. Like here, by chayav krisis, it doesn't work by itself. It can't uproot it. Another kasha they ask is, we know in davening, we daven sometimes, we say, vidui, avoloya yideichat yisurim, vacholoim roim. We daven to Hashem, forgive us, that we should not get yisurim, not get bad sicknesses. So the question is, how can we daven to Hashem that way? Here it says, by chayiv krisis, there are certain averus that we don't have the kaporo until we get yisurim. So how can we daven to Hashem, avoloya yideichat, we should not get yisurim? The chorus, sometimes we have to get yisurim. So one way to answer all this is, that really the Mir explains here and says like this. He learns that really, really, tshuva is mechaper and everything. Even on chay v'krisis and on achil Hashem, if you would do tshuva shalema, if you really, really feel bad, and you really make up you're not going to do the aver anymore, you can have complete forgiveness with tshuva alone.
Why does the Gemara say for certain things you need Yisurim, and you need Yom Kippur, and you need Misa? That's the pshat, because most probably a person doesn't do tshuva shleima. When you do such a hard avera, it's very hard to do tshuva, to really uproot it from yourself. So you need other things to help you do tshuva. The most you need Yom Kippur. The service of Yom Kippur makes you do tshuva. Sometimes you need Yisurim, but the fact that you get pains, that also makes you do tshuva. And the chet of Chil Hashem, you have to do so much tshuva, that like this is very hard to do it, unless you have Misa. The Shas Misa, then you do tshuva. But the pshat from all these things is, these are only things that are waking you up to make you do the tshuva. But really, what's the mechapa, what forgives you all the time? It's only the tshuva. See, so it could be good, the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that tshuva is mechapa relakoyl. If a person is a tzaddik gomer and he really does tshuva shlema, it could be he'll forgive him on everything. Even though the Gemara says here, sometimes we need Misa, we need Yisurim, that's only because by normal people it's very hard to do tshuva. You need these things to help you do tshuva. But if you would do tshuva, enechnami, tshuva itself would be good. That's why it's good while we daven also. Avolei aidei Yisurim, v'chaloyim roim. We also daven that Hashem should forgive us, that we should not have to come on to Yisurim roim. Because if you do tshuva shleima, you won't have to have, or you won't have to have these Yisurim. Also then, according to this, Mishul Hashem works all over. In every case, whenever you really have tshuva shleima, it's oike the mice as if you never did it, and then you won't have to have Yisurim or Misa. It's only because, by normal people, it's very hard to do the tshuva unless you have these things helping you to do the tshuva. Right. So the Marhechi Dami Chil Hashem. What's called the Chil Hashem? Rav says, "Going on, no, a person like me, like Rav, or God Lador, if I go into the butcher store to buy meat, I don't pay for it right away. If I don't give the money right now, I give it on credit, that's called the Chil Hashem." So Rashi explained already, the Chil Hashem means that people learn from you to do bid. So here, like Musum Suyam Rabbi, Abai says, this is only said, that the butcher, the man himself, the owner, doesn't go around collecting the money. In other words, most people, when you buy the meat, you pay right away. He doesn't have a book to write down all the payment, what the people owe him, the credits, but you're supposed to pay yourself. So in such a city, if you don't pay right away, people are going to learn from you, like, not to pay. They'll think, Rav went to the butcher store, now he bought the meat, he didn't pay for it. He said, put it in credit, I'll pay it tomorrow. People don't know that. People see now you're going in without paying, they'll come to learn from you to steal. They'll learn you could buy meat without paying. So that's called the Chil Hashem. You're causing people to learn not to pay. Avo b'yaswa the tiboy, but in the case where the butcher man has a book, he has all the debts, everything, what people buy in credit, all the credits are written down, then less lambo, then you're allowed to. Because people know it's a mini that city. You don't pay for it right now, you put it down on credit. Then people won't learn to steal. Omer Ravina, O Master Machs Yaswa the tiboyu, my city where I live in Machsia, you should know that's the place that the butcher store do go around collecting the credits. Therefore, you're allowed to buy on credit. Abaya kiddushoko biswa mitrei shutfi. When Abaya went to buy meat from a butcher store that two people owned it, there were two partners there, is yoyiv zuzi lahai v'zuzi lahai. He made sure to pay both of them, at least to give both of them a little bit of money. For hodza mekarav lul gabi adodi, then he will bring the two butchers together. For yovut chushbinon, then he will make a cheshbon, exact amount, how much I pay you, how much meat I'm taking. In other words, he didn't want to go to one partner without the other one, because he was afraid maybe the other one would think again he's stealing. Like he'll see, he just went to one partner, not to me, he'll be choshed, you're not paying altogether. So Baye was always afraid people shouldn't learn from him not to steal. He always went to both partners together. At least he paid him a little bit, like a dollar. So you should know, and then later you should know that I'm buying more, and I'll make the cheshbin, then he won't think you're stealing. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, for going on, no, this agid no arbamis. Rabbi Yochanan says, somebody like me, a god lador, that I'm walking 4 amos in the street, if I walk 4 amos without learning Torah, without wearing tefillin, that's the Chil Hashem. In other words, people will say, hey, look at Rabbi Yochanan, he's not learning, I don't have to learn either. Rashi speaks out, they don't know that Rabbi Yochanan got finished learning 20 hours straight already, and now he's taking it easy. That people will know. People will just look at him and see the way he's not learning, they'll think, I also don't have to learn. So that's called the Chil Hashem. Or else they'll see him walking in the street without wearing tefillin, even though he'll have a reason why he's not wearing it, they won't look at that. They'll just say, look at the God Lador Rabbi Yochanan, he's not wearing tefillin, I don't have to wear tefillin either. So if people come to learn from you, that's also called the Chil Hashem. Yitzchok, the very Rabbi Yana Yomar, Kol Shechaveroi Misbayishim Machmesh Moisev.
If anybody like is embarrassed from what they say about you, you have such a bad name, that's called the Chil Hashem. Haino Chil Hashem. That person calls the Chil Hashem, the fact that people speak bad about him, gave himself a bad name. In Amr of Nachman of Yitzchok, again, in the case, the Ko'amri, people say, Ko'amri Yinshi, people say, Sharoleh Morit, like a Kodesh Baruch Shadar Rachmanos in this person. In other words, this person has such a bad name, so people are going around saying that Halabai Hashem should forgive him. That's called the Chil Hashem. And Abayi Ram Rabayi says, Ketanil, like we learned like this. The Pasuk says, V'yohav to Eis Hashem Lokech, you should love Hashem. What does it mean you should love Hashem? She Heishem Shemayim Misohav Al Yodecho. That because of you, people should come to love Hashem. That's this mitzvah. You have to cause other people to love Hashem. How do you do that? Sheyehei koira, you should read, learn chumash, tushoina, learn gemara, u'mishamish tamid chomin, and be mishamish, work by tamid chomin. Sheyehei maso, matona, benachas, and abrius. And when you do business with people, do it very nicely and calmly. Maha abrius ameras, what do people say about you? Maha ameras alov, that ashrei ovim shalom da Torah. Like, thankful is the father that taught his son Torah. Ashrei Rabbi Shlom the Torah, holy is worthy is the Rebbe that taught him Torah. Oy lehem labriyah Shlom the Torah. Oy vei the people that don't learn Torah. Ploni Shlom the Torah. This person that learned Torah, roll kama noyim drachav. Look how nice his ways are. Kama musukarna meisav. How sweet his actions are. All of our on this post, on this person, the post says, "Vayomeli avdei ato Yisrael asher b'choy espur." The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Because of you, I'm proud." The Kodesh Baruch Hu is proud of such Jews. That's good. Avo mi shakur is somebody that learns chumash, the shayin that learns mishnayis, or mishamash and mechom, something that means gemara, you learn with tam mechom, yes, then you'll go to yeshiva. Avo v'yei maso mason v'yemunah, you don't act trustfully with people. V'yei dibura benachas and mabriyash, you don't talk nice with people. Is mabriyos and merosalov, what do people say about you? Oy le le ploini shalom da Torah, oy vei to such a person that learns Torah. Oy le le yovei shalom da Torah, oy vei to his father that taught him Torah. Oy le le rabbi shalom da Torah. Ploini shalom da Torah, rule kalam kolam isav. Look at this person, he learns Torah, and still he acts so bad. But Kama Mukhuarum Drachav, how not nice his ways are. The Yolav HaKasavayim, and this the Pasuk says, V'yoyim Alehem, Am Hashem, Elo Meyartza Yotsu, that they should go out of my land, and that Hashem doesn't like them. That's called the Chil Hashem. You're causing Hashem's name to be Mechulu. So Koponim, the more Choshev you are, the more Torah you learn, the more careful you have to be in your Maisim, that people shouldn't come to hate the Torah. Just the opposite. You have to make a Kiddush Hashem. You have to make it that people will love Hashem. So the more nice you act, the more people see, look how nice he acts because he learned Torah. That's the way you make the pasuk, V'yahav to Eis Hashem Elokechem. You're going to cause people to love Hashem. Omer Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, G'doy lo tshuva shemeviya refuas le'olam. Tshuva is so great that it brings a cure to the world. It brings a refuah, people get healed. Shinem the pasuk says, Erepa mishavoysom oyavam nidava. Like Kodesh Baruch Hu will heal them up. If you do tshuva, you'll be healed. And Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina Rami, he has to bestira. Siv, one pasuk says, tshuva vonim shevavim. If you do tshuva, mashma Hashem forgives you, timikara shevavim atim. Like as soon as you do tshuva, it's as if Kodesh Baruch Hu accepted it, he was oike v'chet before, and it's called like you're okay. As if shevavim means from before, mikara. In other words, like the Sefer Nimsil Sisharim, Tshuva takes away the Maisaver as if you never did it. It's cleaned up from before. Uksiv, another, the end of the Pasuk says, though, Erpa Mishavasechem, I'll heal you from your forgiving, coming back. And when healed up, the pshat is that you were sick up until now, and now we're healing you. It's Mashmoni Mikan Labor, from now on, you're going to be cleaned. But Mashmoni, before that, it's considered like you have a chet there. Rola Kasha, Kan Meyava, Kan Meyira. If you do tshuva meyava, then it's like the oike of the chet lamafrei, as if you never did it. But if you only do tshuva meyira, you're afraid of the of punishment, you're afraid of Hashem, that's still a good thing, but a kol then you only have your tshuva from now on, but it's still considered like the avera was there from before. We have Yehudi Ram, he has a theory like this. Siv, one pasuk says, tshuva bonim shevavim, erepa mishuva seichem. Do tshuva, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu will forgive you, will heal you, but it calls bonim, tshuva bonim, you call the ben, a son, that's a nice name. Another pasuk says, "Anoichi be'alti b'chem v'lakachti yeschem echad miyir shnayim v'mishpacha." That Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "Anoichi be'alti" means I'm the bailim, I'm like the master over you. In other words, by doing tshuva, you're like my slave and I'm the master. So one pasuk mashma were called slaves, avodim, and one pasuk mashma were called bonim. And the moral kasha, kan meyavoi meyira. If you do tshuva meyavo, or else even meyira, we're called bonim. We're called nice. Hashem loves us. a bigger madrega. Kana ayde yisurim. But if you only do tshuva after you got a lot of pain, you were sick and yisurim happened to you, then you do tshuva, it's still a good thing, but then you only called like an eved still. That's the posko. Lechi ba'alti b'chem. I'm the bite of my own, you like. Omer Rebbe Levi. G'doy le tshuva shemagas at kisa kovid. If you do real tshuva, Kamam is bringing you so close to Hashem until the kisa kovid. A person shouldn't feel, I did averus, I can't be close to Hashem anymore. No, if you do tshuva, you could become very, very close. Mamish ad kisya kovet. If you remember the pasuk says, tshuva yisrael ad Hashem lekecha. Mamish ad Hashem lekecha. Tul Hashem, mamish tul Hashem, you could come. So that's how great tshuva is. And Amar Rabbi Yechanan, gidoy lo tshuva, she doiches loises ha-shem ha-toyrim. If you do tshuva, it's such a great thing that Hashem